from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We are back and going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Uncle Led, D Led.
Uncle D.
D Orlando Ledbetter, the Atlanta Falcons beat writer for the AJC, joining us here for the first time on the morning shift. Good morning, D Led.
Hey, good morning, Tiff, Bo, and Mike. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It is good to have. It's good to hear that voice.
awesome. Glad to be joining you all today.
Well, we know you're all over it with the Falcons, and we were actually talking about your latest article in which you talk with offensive coordinator Zach Robinson, and one of the things that came up was tight end Kyle Pitts and kind of the roles he was going to play this season. Robinson told you that it looks like he's going to have a lot on his plate being a tight end and also playing at receiver. What do you see for Pitts this year in those roles?
Yeah, I think they like his versatility and the flexibility to go outside and create mismatches. You know, they've seen how teams have tried to double team him and defend him. And it's going to be incumbent on the new offensive coordinator to free him up. You know, they got to, get him going in the passing game. And if they have to move him outside to do it, they're getting prepared to do so.
Well, D, I kind of look at what Arthur did with Matt Ryan in the first year with Kyle Pitts and see kind of more of that. I feel like he was a lot more versatile in the first year he was here than the last 2 years.
Yeah, you could count the routes he ran the last 2 years. They were all in breaking. It was like either at 15 or 10 yards. You knew where he was. So if I knew where he was, you know the defensive coordinator from another team knew where he was. So in that first year, Bo, they were shooting him up the sideline on 9 routes. You know, you remember that Miami game where he abused, Xavier down there. And we saw that in London, too, against the Jets. So, yeah, he ran a lot more of the route tree with Matt Ryan. And part of that was that the quarterbacks could get him the ball. The Mariota and them were limited in what they could throw and what he was going to be able to catch, too. But, certainly there'll be some more diversification in his routes. And, they're going to try to move him around, too, to add to some potency to the passing attack.
D-Led, you talked to Kevin Coger, the tight end coach, and he made an interesting comment, kind of jumped out to me, about unplanned lateral movement for Kyle Pitts. It's one of those things where if he knew he was going to cut, that he could do it and do it well. If he knew, he could run straight line speed, but when somebody jumped in front of him, that's when he struggled the most. Did you get a feel for maybe where he's at percentage-wise on some of those unplanned cuts leading into the season?
Yeah, I know for – I could tell the difference just from the sidelines looking, Mike, and, the coach – confirm that he's more happy with putting his foot in the ground. When you come back from that knee injury, you're trying to test it out and see if you can do what you used to could do. And he was clearly very, very tentative last year. And the unplanned movements, he would stop on route. You saw him stop on route, especially I saw that in Charlotte last year. And that might have been because somebody's gotten his way and he didn't know if he can cut or get around him. But in the off season here, y'all out there and, y'all used to go tour days, Mike. So they're out there in shorts having gym class and all looks good to me.
Spot on.
D-Led, from looking at this article and these quotes that you have here from the coaches, they appear to be getting a real sense of who these guys are. And so could you give us some insight into just to how the development of the relationship is going between this new staff and a guy like Kyle Pitts, who's already been here?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin's a up-and-coming coach. He's moved up pretty fast, worked with some good tight ends around the league. So it was real interesting to hear what he had to say. You know, once they get the job, the main thing they got to do is go look at the players, like every video, that every game they've ever played. So they spent a lot of time in there watching film. And his conclusion with Kyle was, hey, he just played faster as a rookie. And they got to figure out how to get him to play fast again. And it certainly will help that they have a quarterback who can get him the ball and, you know, maybe build on some things. And, you know, once you find out stuff that works, keep going back to it till the other team adjusts. And they want to be able to adjust by maybe moving him around in some way. So Kevin seemed like a really sharp tight end coach, highly respected, played at Michigan. You know, from Ohio, but, you know, the Ohio people come probably hate on him for going to Michigan, but that's okay. But, yeah, looking forward to see what work he can do with Kyle and Charlie Warner, John Fitzpatrick, and the rest of that tight end group.
D-Led, you've obviously sat with a ton of these coaches over the years and had some of these interviews, head coaches, coordinators, position coaches, all the above, players. But I really like a lot of the things Zach Robinson had to say. D-Led, I actually played in the Senior Bowl with Zach Robinson. Really sharp guy all the way back then, and has become a really, really good coach, obviously, and seems like he's on the fast track to being a head coach. What did you make of Zach Robinson, just the person, and sitting down and being able to have a conversation with him?
Yeah, you know, usually the quarterbacks are, you know, more polished. You know, the new linemen are the smarter ones, though. But
don't tell him that. Come on.
Yeah, it's true though, Tip. But Zach, yeah, very personable, kind of like when Coach LaFleur was here from Notre Dame. You know, real polished guy, knows what to say, real smooth, real thoughtful. Give you some insight and you know, helps us out with accurate quotes. And, you know, Bill Musgrave was like that when he was here. He was really helpful to me and Steve Weiss. He'd even come in the media room and sit down and explain stuff to us. So, Zach Robinson, fast track and coaching set. You know, hopefully he was paying attention to Sean McVay and Kevin O'Neill the last few years, and he can come and put his own spin on it, as he'll be a first-time signal caller here. But, yeah, very smooth guy. Went and studied his look back at his college career as more of a runner and a thrower with Dan Bryant down there. So, looking forward to see what he can do in that position.
Hey, D-Led, what's your optimism for the season? We were just talking about that. We were just having the conversation kind of why there's optimism for this Falcons team. And after the offseason that they've had and everything they've done, we haven't really talked to you about anything like that, even the draft. What is your optimism for the 2024 season?
Yeah, I think, Bo, I think they're going to have a rough start because you're putting together a lot of new things. You got new coaches, new variables, new schemes on both sides of the ball, and you open with Pittsburgh, Philly, and the Chiefs. So that's going to look ugly. Now, but after that, if you make it through that, what can you do? Can you put it together and go beat some of these teams you're supposed to beat? You know, last year was just crazy. They were all over the place. You know, they beat the Texans and the Packers early, then, you know, beat the Colts 1 week, then lose to the Panthers the next. So, you know, the hope for them or the vision would be, hey, maybe Raheem, as a more experienced coach, head coach, been around the block already a couple times, can stabilize that. Where, okay, you can go play the Chiefs and the Eagles tough, maybe beat the Eagles. You know, Steelers, that's going to be tough. That's always, they always have tough games against the AFC. And then when it's time to go against, you know, some of these other teams, go out and beat them. You know, it's going to start with scoring points here, you know, with the new quarterback and so forth. So that's how I see it. They got a chance to, you know, have a breakthrough season and stop this streak of six consecutive losing seasons.
Well, D, come on, that first game, all they got to do is score, what, 12 points? And they should outscore the an Arthur Smith offense they're opposing, right?
Here we go.
Yeah, but that's the Steelers' defense. They still come at you. They still got Cam Hayward over there. They hit in the AFC North, Mike will tell you.
D-Lud, I know you're used to you know, team will come at you. They'll take some shots at you because you're always there, but you just gave them some bulletin board material.
Oh, that's okay. That's what it's about. It's sports, Tiff. You know, if you're ready to rumble a little bit, you know, I'm going to be there every day. I'm coming back. I'm like Dion. I'm not hard to find.
Now, D-Lud, I just got back off vacation. I made the comment today. It's football season. SEC Media Days, training camp around the corner. You pretty famously have been on vacation a couple of days during training camp in recent memory. You got any plans, or have you already gotten that knocked out?
Nah, we're knocked out. We're doing good. Queen's birthday was earlier in June, and we got all that in. I got an excuse already for the first week of August when I get to go to Canton to be put in the Pro Football Writers Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, we I got a good excuse this year for a couple days I'm gonna miss.
Well, hey, happy birthday to the Queen, and this is my first time I've talked to you since then. Congratulations on that, D. It's an honor, and I know that you are well deserving of it. But I still got to ask you another question. Do you expect to see Kirk Cousins in the preseason at all? And I'm talking about game action.
Well, he wants to play, but, you know, he's got to figure out where he's at. August 1st was a key date for him. That's 10 months from the injury. You know, that injury is a 10 to 12 month thing. And, you know, of course, he's trying to hit the early side of it. So I don't expect to see him play. He wants to play. Raheem says he wants him ready for September the 8th. So I'm not expecting to see too much of Kurt in exhibition season.
Well, congratulations again, D-Lud. Well-deserved honor. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Tiffany. Bo and Mike, you all take care, and thanks for having me. I appreciate the congratulations.
All right, D-Lud.
All right. That was AJC, beat writer for the Atlanta Falcons, D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us here. You can follow him at D. Orlando AJC on X. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we come back, let's get you all set for SEC Media Days, which get rolling today. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.